Hey, welcome. This lesson is processing vocals into atmospheric textures for drum and bass, advanced level in Ableton Live. I'm excited. You're about to turn a single vocal phrase into three powerful, mix-safe layers, a long evolving pad, a tempo-synced rhythmic slice, and punchy metallic effects for transitions. I'll walk you through exact device chains, parameter ranges, resampling workflows, mixing tips, and creative variations you can apply immediately. Let's get into it. Section 1. Overview and setup. The goal is simple. Take raw vocal material, a one-shot, an a cappella stem, or a chopped word, and derive three complementary textures that sit beneath fast E&B drums and heavy bass without stealing the low end. Use Live 10 or 11. Live 11 gives extra toys like hybrid reverb and spectral devices. We'll work with stock devices, simpler or sampler, EQ 8, grain delay, hybrid reverb or reverb, auto filter, saturator, utility, glue compressor, compressor, frequency shifter, spectral resonator and spectral time if you have Live 11, gate, redux, vocoder, and standard delays and modulators. Quick workflow setup. Import your vocal into an audio track and immediately duplicate it twice so you have three working copies, one labeled Vox, pad, one Vox, slice, one Vox, FX. Warp each clip using Complex Pro mode for transparent tempo sync. If CPU is limited, use Complex. Create two return tracks, one for a long reverb and one for a tempo sync delay. Send dry tracks to those returns instead of stacking separate reverbs. This saves CPU and keeps tails manageable. Now we'll build the pad. On the audio track Vox, pad, chain these devices from top to bottom. First, utility. Set width to around 70% and reduce gain by about 3 dB to prevent stage clipping. Second, EQ 8. High pass at about 200 Hz with a steep 24 dB per octave slope to remove rumble, and add a gentle dip of around minus 2 dB somewhere between 1.5 and 3 kHz if the vocal is harsh. Next, frequency shifter. A very small fine pitch shift in the range of plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones. Keep this effect subtle and set dry slash wet to roughly 20 to 30% to create a tune. Then a pitch transpose device. Drop the source by 1 to 2 octaves, so try transpose at minus 12 semitones first, or as low as minus 24 semitones for a deeper subambient bed. If you transpose down, rewarp with Complex Pro to avoid artifacts. After pitch, add grain delay as the core smear. Start with delay time set to 1/16 sync, grain size around 25 to 60 milliseconds, spray at 15 to 40%, feedback 30 to 50%, and dry slash wet between 40 and 60%. You can set pitch and grain delay to minus 12 if you want extra sub shift, but you can also do pitch upstream. Cost grain, use EQ 8 again and apply a high cut around 8 to 10 kHz to tame noisy highs. Insert hybrid reverb or a long reverb with size large, decay between 6 and 12 seconds, pre-delay set to about 20 to 60 milliseconds, so the pad doesn't mask transient elements, and dry slash wet between 30 and 50% depending on how wet your grain delay is. Roll off the high end of the reverb above 8 to 10 kHz. If you have Live 11, add spectral resonator or spectral time after reverb with dry slash wet at 15 to 30% and set the device to harmonic mode, tuning it to the root note of your track. This adds pitched resonances and harmonic body. Finish with glue compressor set to a gentle 2:1 ratio, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, and release around 0.1 to 0.5 seconds to glue the stereo image. Important mixing tip. Put a high pass on the reverb send. Cut everything under 250 to 300 Hz on the return to avoid mudding the low end. Set up macros in an audio effect rack for quick control. Macro 1 controls pad pitch by mapping the transpose and frequency shifter. Macro 2 is pad width mapping utility width and reverb size. Macro 3 is smear amount mapping grain delay dry slash wet and feedback. Macro 4 is high cut mapping hybrid reverb high cut and the post grain EQ 8 high cut. Those macros are your performance and automation anchors. Next, the rhythmic slice. Two approaches work, simpler in slice mode for a MIDI-driven instrument, or audio clip gating and tempo-based effects. I recommend simpler slice mode for flexibility. Drop the vocal into simpler and slice, by transients into between 6 and 16 slices depending on the phrase. Map slices across MIDI notes and program a 1-bar or 4-bar pattern that interacts with your breaks. Use 1/16 or triplet subdivisions for rolling patterns. On the simpler track, use this processing chain. EQ 8 with HP at around 300 Hz and a small dip at 2 to 3 kHz if needed. Auto filter set as a low pass between roughly 2 to 6 kHz, with an LFO sync to 1/8 or 1/16 modulating cutoff to create movement. Try a saw or triangle shape and set the start phase so it grooves with drums. Add saturator with mild drive, 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip on for harmonics. Insert echo or delay with a time like dotted 1/16 or straight 1/8, feedback 20 to 35%. Filter the delay low around 700 Hz and set dry/wet between 20 and 35%. Crucial for DNB is sidechain. Use compressor with kick as the sidechain input. Ratio around 4:1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 150 to 300 ms of the slice breathes with the kick. Map a macro to auto filter cutoff and echo dry/wet for easy automation into builds. If you prefer audio-based slicing, use gate with a rhythmically modulated sidechain, or use beat repeat in looper mode set to 1/16 for glitchy chops. Pro tip: nudge some slice notes slightly ahead or behind the grid, 10 to 30 milliseconds, to humanize and create skippy jungle feels. Now the metallic impact effects. Take short transients, length between roughly 1/8 and 1/4 bar, duplicate and reverse for variation. Load into simpler or sampler as one shots. Pitch them up between +12 and +24 semitones for bright hits, or down -12 for low booms. Run them through a resonator. If you have corpus or resonator, tune it to the track key to make the hits ring harmonically. This audio version is shortened for playback.